Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Carly and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on the gospel for today, which is a reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verses 24 to 30. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. Okay, to reflect on this scripture, I want us to actually zoom out and look at the context in which this is written. So this is in Luke chapter 4, but directly before this in Luke chapter 3, we see that Jesus is baptized. We see the proclamation of Jesus's identity actually from the Father in his baptism. Then we go to Luke chapter 4, and before this part is written, what we see is that first Jesus is driven into the wilderness and he's tested personally by Satan and all these different lies that come against his identity that he had received in his baptism. Next, we see him unroll the scroll and proclaim his mission in the power of the Holy Spirit, where he essentially is telling everybody in the synagogue the mission and the fulfillment of the scripture passage spoken in Isaiah, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And Jesus goes on and on and on, really unpacking the mission statement of the Messiah and showing his identity there. And it is directly after this that we see our gospel for today, and we see the rejection of Jesus in Nazareth. And we see this statement that Jesus says, which is really pretty heartbreaking, when he says, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place." And what we see is that the people of Nazareth, they had these preconceived notions about who Jesus was. And it was really in this that kept him from moving in power in Nazareth. Directly after the gospel for today, the gospel of Luke continues in chapter 4, and he goes into different towns and moves in power, and he moves in healing so many people and curing a man who had been possessed by an impure spirit. And we see the Lord move in the power of his identity because other people's hearts had given him the space to do so. And so for us here in this Lenten season, Lent is really an invitation into the desert. It's an invitation where the Lord invites us to make space for him to strengthen us in our identity and our mission, which he has uniquely given us. And this, friends, will make our lives look different. So how can we, in this Lenten season, how can we have the courage, number one, to allow the Lord to work in a new way in our lives, to work beyond any boxes that we might have put him in so that we can see him move in power? And then number two, how can we actually give the space to allow our lives to look different in the transformation that he brings within us, even if this might mean rejection in places? Friends, what is so true is that the Lord wants to move powerfully in our lives. And in him moving powerfully in our lives, he wants to move powerfully through our lives. But both of these takes a leap of faith. It takes a leap of faith for him to be actually who he is. And so how today is he inviting us to take one step deeper into faith? This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 24 to 30. Again, my name is Carly. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.